Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today. The 2018 Area Stars for Oklahoma FFA have been announced in all four categories: ag placement, agriscience, agribusiness, and agricultural production. Here in April, we're going to be introducing you to these Area Stars. Four of these young people will be honored as state stars at the 2018 Oklahoma FFA Convention in downtown Oklahoma City. Our coverage of the Area Stars for 2018, a service of AFR, American Farmers and Ranchers, and AFR Insurance. We're back with the first of our 2018 Area Stars in ag placement, Hannah Williams of Elmore City Purnell, in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities, offering competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We're your neighbor, so we understand the challenges and joys of living here. We've been here for more than 110 years. AFR Insurance, insuring rural tomorrow.
Hannah Williams of Elmore City Purnell FFA is your central area star in agricultural placement. Hannah, tell us about your plan of work that has resulted in you being named this year's area star for the central district.
Well, I started in 2014 as a floral assistant at Blue Daisy Flowers and Gifts, located in Elmore City. Since 2014, I learned how to process flowers, how to tend to plants, and try to grow the Blue Daisy into more of an up-to-date flower shop. So me being younger, I brought the Blue Daisy into social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So it's been my job to really push the Blue Daisy into the 21st century. I've even helped us switch over to electronic cash register and help us actually take inventory on our flowers and on our plants. And I've even had the opportunity to travel across the state in weddings, in being a contract worker for floral events, or even workshops teaching young children or even ag teachers the basic floral designs to take back to their homes or their classrooms.
You've done a lot so far.
Yes, sir.
Now tell me, as you've done all this, what sort of skills do you feel that you've had to pick up to be successful at the florist and all the other events that you've been involved with?
Definitely communication skills is one of the biggest things of being a florist, and doing these workshops and trying to make people understand that we need to grow as a business, and as in the floral industry, we're trying to keep this industry still thriving, since it is a smaller part of the agricultural industry, but it still packs a big punch in that yearly revenue of the agricultural industry. So me being a good communicator has taught me to advocate for the floral industry, advocate for the Blue Daisy, and just teach other people about the opportunities that the floral industry has to offer.
Now, how has FFA helped you in these skills that you've actually taken over to the floral shop?
FFA has taught me a lot, like from speech contests to job interviews. This has taught me how to communicate just like this. Communicating and leadership skills is one of the biggest skills you have to be a successful agribusinessman or woman or someone a part of the placement industry. So me being able to be active in FFA has really helped in the me being active in the Blue Daisy as well.
Now tell me, what do you think FFA has really done for you?
FFA has taught me, like, kind of who I am. As a freshman going into FFA, I had no background in the agricultural industry, and it really has taught me that I want to be a part of this industry and how much it's impacted our world. It's made me the outgoing young lady who has friends from all across the state of Oklahoma because of this organization, and I'm thankful for it every day.
So tell me, what are some of the things that you've done in FFA as far as at the chapter and beyond that?
Sometimes it's easier to state what I haven't done. I've competed in agri-science, speech contests. One of my biggest things is proficiency awards. This is where I can apply for an award because of my supervised agricultural experience and be presented a plaque on stage at state convention for the hard work that I've put into my SAE. And it just really helps me show other kids that you don't have to show animals to be successful in agriculture. So
indeed, you're right.
Hannah, thank you very much. Hannah Williams of the Elmore City Purnell FFA chapter, your central area star in agricultural placement. Our coverage of the 2018 area stars from across the state of Oklahoma, courtesy of AFR and AFR Insurance. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.